Assisi.
The county sheriff, Siggy Gonzalez, says he's seen the military before, heard about what happened last night. Just across the lake from Zapata sits Falcon Heights, 14 miles from Roma, 27 miles from Rio Grande City. It's remote Star County, and it's here that most everyone saw La Marina. These pictures were taken shortly after 6 o'clock, some more clear than others.
The markings, I understand, were at Marina.
which is equivalent to the Mexican Navy.
The folks in Falcon Heights are staying as quiet as their storefront. No one will go on camera. They will only say the helicopter was here for about 10 or 15 minutes. It circled over a house just down the street here, a house where a known criminal once lived.
They had some armed individuals in the helicopter. Had an open ramp in the rear of the helicopter with armed individuals. Very military looking, very military style, and very military prepared.
We tried to get a comment from nearly a dozen government agencies on this side of the border. The FAA directed us towards Customs and Border Protection, who would only say they knew about it and the Falcon Bridge was not affected. So it seems the only people who really know why La Marina were in our airspace are sitting on the Mexican side of the lake. We also tried to get answers from various state and local representatives. As of news time, no one had returned our phone calls, but we'll continue trying. Reporting live from our Hidalgo County Newsroom, Stephanie Stone, Channel 5 News at 6.
Now, Obama has stopped, for all intents and purposes, all deportation. Obama has stopped the raids on businesses, and under Bush it was a few thousand a month, chicken feed compared to the millions a year pouring in. Mexico is completely collapsing. I had a state senator on, what, a year ago, talking about how martial law has secretly been declared by Governor Rick Perry on the Texas border. We're going to come back and break all this down, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, CKLN listeners. You are listening to CKLN Rude Awakening for the Ides of March.
Because you need a glass of water, it's chloride.
That is the 15th day of March, 2010. This is your host, BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna. And here on March 15th, 2010, do have a fun show for you today. Some clips from the Alex Jones Show, including Jesse Ventura being on the Alex Jones Show recently, former governor of Minnesota and former professional wrestler. One of the reasons I started off that clip with that show of that that Mexican helicopter making a little flybys over little American towns is that we've been hearing reports of black helicopters for, God, 20, 30 years in the Patriot community. Of course, if you mentioned you saw black helicopters, you were always considered a conspiracy theorist. But on my YouTube account, youtube.com/blackkrishnaverse, there is a video up there called Low Flying Planes Getting Us Used to Martial Law, which I shot a couple years ago in 07. And basically, yes, it does seem to me, based on the patterns, the unusually low-flying airplanes, not people in a hurry to get anywhere, no big emergency and so on, even the hospital choppers just kind of cruising the city. You got to save a guy's life, go ahead, fly around buildings and get him there. But if you're just going to be cruising the city, you know, on a nice leisurely stroll, then, you know, definitely get a bit more height, because those orange helicopters could one day turn black. And am I speculating? In today's world, am I speculating? Completely insane to believe that, even here in happy little Toronto. We are broadcasting from Toronto, Canada, from CKLN Radio at Ryerson University, as your host on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays of Rude Awakening. My colleague JD hosts Wednesdays and Fridays. But as your Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays host, I do bring an anti-New World Order perspective to the table. The New World Order is the central banking cabal, old moneyed families of Europe and their American descendants, who basically, with their secret societies and big institutions and foundations and governments they control and corporations they control and banks, primarily which they control, which is the source of all the money that, you know, everybody else needs, they do run and they do control the world, and they are going for a world government. As filmmaker Christian Pinto, who's responsible for movies like America, no, Secret Mysteries of America, I forget the name of his movie. He's got a couple of movies where he analyzes the Masonic symbology in the city of Washington and other places around the U.S., basically showing how, you know, yes, these people have a religion. They put their religious symbols everywhere, including the eye on the Great Seal, the eye of the Egyptian pyramid on the U.S. $1 bill. And according to Christian Pinto on the Alex Jones Show from a few days ago, he basically says this is the same plan from the Roman Empire. It's the same idea that's been carried forward by wealthy people throughout generations. And so, yeah, the Romans had it, and then later on it was passed down to, the Babylonians had it, and then the Romans had it, and then during the Middle Ages, different empires aimed for it, the British Empire aimed for it, Hitler wanted a new world order, and here we are on the verge of global governance under the United Nations. With fluoride in our water, as I play this track, keeping us from dealing with these problems rationally, which of course could be a problem. So, anyway, the point is that there are people out there who, for decades, have been speaking about the New World Order. There are people out there who know about the New World Order, and if you do know about the New World Order and you do know about the giant plan to enslave the world in a global government, ask yourself what you've done about this in the last year or so. If it hasn't been much, then do more. If it has been a lot, great. Got to do even more because the problem's still here.
The public thinks you can just sit there on your butt and everything's going to get better. No. You can't just sit here while I'm on the radio or making films or talking about this. The whole point of me talking is to get you to go research, find out I'm telling you the truth, and then do something. Do something. I mean, everyone should go to their city council and file discrimination lawsuits. Any of you out there that have had the book thrown at you for maybe you had two beers at happy hour, the cop pulls you over, you tell the truth that you drank two beers, they give you a DWI, and then you just go find in the court record cases of the illegals being let go, and you've got an incredible discrimination case. See, hardworking Americans, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, Asian, it doesn't matter, we just pay the ticket or go to jail or do what they say and go along with it. We don't file lawsuits. We don't get angry. We don't rally. We don't get upset. We're too busy working to pay all the tax money for all these illegals and everybody else. Barely making ends meet. You're going to have to get angry and get involved. In major polls, over 80% of Americans don't want fluoridated water. The head EPA scientist in their union went public 7 years ago with all the poisons they put in the water. The EPA doesn't want it in there. The FDA doesn't want it in there, but the heads of the groups do. I mean, how does the Austin City Council keep fluoride in your water and pay over $1 million a year for it when it's nothing but cheap, toxic waste? The byproduct of aluminum and purification and what's happening with the production of fertilizer. They're poisoning you. You know they are. Why don't you stop them? They have no authorization to forcibly medicate you. And they could say, well, you can just drink filtered water. Folks, when you take a shower or a bath, you're breathing it and you're absorbing it. The skin's the biggest organ in the body. See, if they can let the illegals be above the law and then you get the book thrown at you for no reason, then why not go ahead and use laptops to watch you at home? Why not go ahead and let foreign banks steal $28 trillion? Why not just go ahead and do all this? If you're going to go along with it, if you're going to put up with it, then the sky's the limit. They're not going to stop. I want to get into what's happening with the banking here in a moment. Big developments on that front. Then Bob Chapman's coming up. Then Jesse Ventura on this live Friday edition. But I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. A cola,
even credit cards.
Or an username. No, it may just be a lone Muslim. No, you reposted at InfoWars.
Hire about 10 stars to do cameos. You all get to pay the same amount of money. I mean, they got a flat rate of money. Here it is if you want to do it. And so, but there's no real negotiations or anything that goes on.
That's what happened with Scanner Darkly that I was in. I basically got paid the same thing as Keanu Reeves or Woody Harrelson or Winona Ryder. And it was the same thing in Waking Life. Rick Linkletter just said, I want you to rant about the left-right paradigm.
Folks, this is Jesse Ventura on the Alex Jones radio show. A little bit of Hollywood for you. You're going to break down how the industry is exposed by certain key individuals, including Jesse Ventura.
Incredible. Jesse, we're going to come back. We got two more segments with you. I want to start in-depth getting into the book. Already a bestseller, folks. Only been out, what, 4 or 5 days? Came out Monday. It's March 12th. Came out March 8th. American Conspiracies with Governor Jesse Ventura. We'll go through these hardcore chapters and more straight ahead. Stay with us. Ventura, he is the real deal. He said, I'm going to produce this show the way I want. I'm going to find out the truth. He believed global warming was real, found out it was a fraud, admitted he was wrong. He didn't really believe Manchurian candidates were real. When did the research? It was there. The global death plot, the global extermination plan. And now the show is picked back up. We'll be back on, I guess, in the next year or so, looking to start shooting again coming up in the middle of the summer. We've only got this segment, one more with Jesse Ventura. And Jesse, let's walk through the book here. I'm going to get a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I don't want to say what is your favorite chapter, but what chapter do you think is the most hardcore or the most frightening?
Hardcore, the most frightening. Well, to me, in our modern times, naturally 9/11. Because that's what set the table for everything that's going on right now. Now, for in my lifetime, I think it was the assassination of Jack Kennedy, because I believe when they could take out our president, it gave them great courage to do anything they wanted. Take out our president and get away with it. That gave them great courage that if you can kill the president and get away with it, you can get away with anything.
Absolutely. I mean, if they could kill him in plain view as a message to those that are informed that, hey, this is a dictatorship of the CIA. What do you think? Well, you may not have seen it. About a month ago, Ron Paul gave a speech and said, there's been a coup in America, the CIA ships in the drugs, and they run America.
Well, I don't know if they run America, but they damn sure do the drug business, because that's how they're able to do the clandestine things that they can do without having to report it to the Congress. See, the Congress allocates all the money. But if they can get money from an outside source, well, then they're not responsible to Congress. So then they become rogues or cowboys out there, and they can literally do any type of operation they want without clearing it with anything.
Is this... what book are you most proud of?
Creative-wise, I'm most proud of Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. But excitement and interest-wise, I like this one the best, because this one is not about Jesse Ventura. You know, my first three books were all about me. And so this is the first book I've done where I'm not the focus of the book. The focus of the book is the 14 conspiracies. So it's a new level of my writing now, along with Dick, of going to something that doesn't necessarily mean is about Jesse Ventura, that it's about something else.
And folks, you may think you know it all, but you'll learn something with this book. It's a great quick read. It's a thick book, but it goes very quickly. You get addicted to each chapter, wanting more of the information. Buy the book, read it, and then give it to a family or member or somebody at work. Wake somebody up, because the people are ready to be awakened now. Jesse, can you feel the awakening taking place?
Well, I really am, and I can feel it in many, many ways, and I'll give you two easy ways. Every time I fly to Chicago O'Hare, I get recognized, and all the people in Illinois come up to me and say, hey, we need you to be our governor. Because, of course, the last two governors they've had, Governor Ryan and the other guy, are going to jail. Or they, Now I'm in New York. You can't believe all the New Yorkers in Manhattan begging me to move to New York and become their governor. What I feel happening right now, Alex, is a true grassroots movement of total disgust and untrust with our government, which hurts me. It really does, because I love this country. and to watch the people who are now, why should they be put in a position to where they can't have respect and they can't have credibility and they can't have trust in their elected officials?
Governor, stay there. Let's come back and finish up with that thought. And then I'm going to ask you about the naked body scanners. Will you let them record your naked body or that of your wife or children? All Americans have to ask that question. We'll be right back with Jesse Ventura.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up for the balance of the hour after Governor Ventura leaves us at the end of this segment, we've got a constitutional lawyer who got the policy change at the Denver County courthouse where they were naked body scanning even children. Now Homeland Security, we played a video from Homeland Security 2 days ago here on air. If you missed it, it's in the archives at prisonplanet.tv, where they're going to have mobile naked body scanner trucks. And you can't make this up. Brain scanners. Here's French news agency. Brain scan can read people's thoughts. Total quackery, folks. And they ask you, are you a terrorist? When you go in a football stadium, you go in a rock concert. These are going to be everywhere. Governor Ventura, you're forced to fly a lot when you're shooting your top TV show or when you're traveling promoting books. What are you going to do when they try to force you through a naked body scanner?
Well, first of all, Alex, I've been through one.
Oh, my gosh.
No, wait a minute. Let me explain. I had my hip replaced a few years ago, a couple, 2 years ago. So I've got carbon titanium steel. They did hip resurfacing. They covered the joint and it with carbon titanium steel. So every time I go through an airport, Governor Jesse Ventura gets wanded and searched because I set the beepers off. Well, the way it happened to me was I was late for a flight out of Denver, and I wanted to get on the plane to get home, and they told me that if I went through that, I could make the plane faster because I wouldn't have to set a beeper off to where they could then have to sit there and wait to be wanded. So just simply to speed the process up, I went through one. But I think they're utterly absurd. For the most part, but I mean, what are you going to do when you got to get on a plane or use a plane if it's required to do it? I mean, what's going to happen to all of us then?
I don't know.
Mandatory that if you're going to fly, you have to walk through one of these. So it did happen to me once. And, you know, you got to remember, though, Alex, a naked body scanner truly doesn't bother a Navy SEAL bad because we never wear underwear anyway. And, you know, we do things like skivvy checks all the time. So being naked ain't no big deal.
I understand that, but hurting our families through it, going through it to get into a ball game, this is clearly just meant to dominate us, to break our will, to make us submit.
Well, yeah, and it's all about control. It's all about violating your rights. I mean, let's look at it now. They've shredded the Fourth Amendment. I read a book down in Mexico where every one of our emails and every one of our phone calls in this country can be, you know, has to pass through the government.
Well, that's another subject I wanted to raise. Wired Magazine headline, Cybersecurity, the End of the Open Internet, and Cass Sunstein at the White House and others, they're saying they want fines, fees, taxes on, quote, conspiracy theories, so taxes on ideas, or maybe it should be made illegal, and the Pentagon is openly taking the Internet over.
Oh, yeah. No, I knew that that would happen because the Internet was the one thing they didn't have control over. And for a while, and you know, and so they, I knew absolutely that they couldn't let some rogue thing out there because where do you get your real information? Now, let's be honest, there's a lot of BS on the internet. You gotta sift your way through it. You don't know whether it's true.
But that's free speech.
But the internet is truly the only place where you can learn anything real.
But as angry as people are, and as fast as the awakening's happening, every time they try to censor InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or your Huffington Post article, it only makes people want to find out what the censorship is all about.
Hopefully, and I'll make one last appeal that you say it, hey, all them Alex Jones listeners out there, email that damn Huffington Post and ask why they censored me.
Did you see the articles? And it isn't just Philadelphia. It's all over the country. Taxpayers pay for laptops. They give them to the kids at the schools. And the principals are watching the kids in their bedrooms, even at home. And how do we learn about this? The principals are going on TV bragging about it like it's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Alex, we got to wake them up, man. You know, people need to understand that this is supposed to be the country of freedom. This is not East Germany. This is not behind the Iron Curtain. You know, this is, but we're heading that way. It just seems that they, since there's so many countries in the world where that type of behavior does happen, and it seems that we're going in that direction rather than being heading in the direction of freedom.
His book, Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies, only out 5 days already in the top 10 bestseller list. Get it discounted with a free film. Nobody's offering that at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Governor, continuing here with the book, but I have one final question overall. You've always questioned the system. Ever since you learned about JFK, you said 30 years ago, started researching it. But what has it been like for you, a transformation, really going down the rabbit hole, really going into the matrix, really immersing yourself in what they call the conspiracy culture or the culture of simply asking questions?
Well, I don't mind it because when I got done being governor, you know, you get kind of bored after that job and you gotta, you know, I'm young enough to where I need to focus on something else. And now I'm focusing on this, and the thing that I like about it is the fact that it's reality. You know, you're not dealing with what Tom Clancy writes or what Vince Flynn writes, where they write a great espionage book, but it's all fiction and it's the product of their imagination. It's fun to get into things where you can deal with and read about names, where you can put that name to a face. And I find that very intriguing and entertaining to me when I can do that.
That's right. I mean, truth, they've always said, is a lot stranger than fiction, and reality is so much more complex and real, and it's just so empowering to actually be informed and be on a journey of knowledge instead of just watching a television with a bunch of mindless sitcoms all day.
Exactly. Although, wait a minute now, I do like The Young and the Restless yet.
Oh, man. I know. I always read that about you. You are certainly a character. You are something else. What do you think your dad would think, highly decorated World War II veteran, looking down from, you know, heaven or from wherever and seeing what his son has done? I mean, what an amazing life. I mean, you've had one of the most interesting lives out there.
Well, you know, I will tell you this, Alex. The major regret of my life is the fact that when I won governor, both my mother and father weren't there to see it.
Yeah.
You know, and there's nothing I could do, but get this, my mother predicted it. Not that I would win governor, but in the last weekend that before my mom passed on and we knew it was going to happen, many friends and that came over and all that to talk to her, and they told me, she didn't do it in front of me, but she said to them, you keep an eye on him, because he's going to do something very big.
Trouble in communist Canada, corporate and taken mouth shut.
And we're back, CKLM listeners. That was former Governor Jesse Ventura on the Alex Jones Radio Show from Friday, the 12th of March, 2010. He's talking about his new book, American Conspiracies. He's talking about the fact that his first couple of articles on the Huffington Post, a popular liberal website, were accepted. And then finally, he broke down an article on 9/11 Truth, starting off with the fact that 1,000 architects and engineers were in California for a conference to discuss the problems with the official story of planes hitting the World Trade Center and Building 7 on September 11, 2001, and then those buildings collapsing at near free fall speed, something that is virtually impossible. And NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology in the United States, has spent 7+ years changing their story with respect to how the buildings collapsed, inventing new theories to try and defy the laws of physics, and saying, you know, we can't necessarily replicate this in a lab, but for whatever reason, on that particular day, you know, a butterfly flapped his wings in Moscow, and that started off with tsunami in Argentina, and that added a little ripple that helped take the buildings down. Well, maybe not that, but something similar to that is what they were up to and what they were saying. So, but we did start off the show today with the song Induce Tree Exposed. Induce, I-N-D-U-S, tree, and then exposed. And it's basically a play on industry exposed, although if you Google Induce Tree, you'll find a couple of interesting things. And that's a song I recorded on Saturday night, wrote on Friday, recorded it on Saturday, the Disableton bootleg No Mix Classic. So no mixing on that, nothing on the vocals, just kind of three vocal tracks laid straight through over each other. And it was inspired by websites like TheIndustryExposed.com and VigilantCitizen.com, because they expose the pincer action. You know, people have been talking about... And that was Senator Elaine McCoy talking about how the Canadian government and basically the health department wants more rules and more laws, despite the fact that, as we can hear, see with the recent listeriosis outbreak, they haven't implemented any of the 57 recommendations made to them by the commission that studied the first serious listeriosis outbreak a couple of years ago. And listeriosis is basically tainted meat. For those of you folks out there who don't know, a couple of years ago there was quite a few cases in Ontario and in the Greater Toronto area, and that just popped up again recently. So, but in a nutshell, there is a pincer action. People have been talking about 9/11 truth, about American conspiracies, Canadian conspiracies, and conspiracies in general for several decades right now. And one of the reasons that we, in general, as the public, don't react to this and are stuck in this absolutely ridiculous situation where more than a jury of 12 peers has looked at this type of evidence, and more than a jury of 12 peers has certified its value, and yet, for some reason, other people simply won't believe it. And I'll know this. I'll get people who watch a half an hour worth of TV news a week arguing with me and saying, you know, hey, I study this stuff for a few hours a day. Now I've slowed down and I'm kind of mixing the bag here as I try and interpret more things. But the point is that, you know, I have been studying this stuff for a few years, and yet I'll still get people arguing what they think is their opinion, but what is in fact an opinion given by, of course, our corporate culture, governments, education, mass media, and foundation-funded activism. So I'm going to break that down in a second, break down how the industry, and that is the entertainment industry, Hollywood, music, and other sources of distraction, the bread and circuses of the Roman Empire that would allow the Roman Empire to get away with murder of their own citizens and others, and to conscript their own citizens to murder others, similar to what I guess our New World Order Empire is doing right now by getting troops from different countries to go attack different countries and kill people there. So our bread and circuses is entertainment. It's the music industry. It's Hollywood. And it's not just to distract us. It's to program us. So going to break that down. But also at the beginning of the show, start off with a clip of Black Helicopters and the Alex Jones radio show talking about that, and talking about the border war going on between Mexico and the southern United States that's largely ignored by our media. I've seen a few media articles on it. I've seen a few news stories on it because I go to Infowars.com and I see kind of the best of the rare mainstream news. But one of the things that's happening now is the use of immigration to change cultures worldwide. Now, am I anti-immigrant? Do I got a problem with them foreigners? As a born Canadian, do I hate them foreigners? No, I don't hate them foreigners. But you know what? We have to understand why the big changes are happening in our culture. We can't get things done on things we care about. You know, there's an article on The Star from a couple of days ago that says There's over 300 homeless women born with kids, you know, every year here. And they are given the barest minimum of help with respect to nurses being fanning out in teams to sort of help them, give them a bowl of soup, make sure that... you know, they don't have any immediate medical injuries and so on, but there's no larger systemic changes. Our education system has been underfunded for decades. You know, we're in wars we don't like. We have police state measures we don't like. And all of this is going on right now, right in front of us. And yet, the government is still doing big things because we do see a lot of big changes, including immigration. As a brown guy, you know, it was safer for me to take on Obama because you couldn't just call me a racist, and I wasn't. But a lot of the white people who weren't taking him on weren't racist either. They were just concerned about the people he surrounded himself with. And we've seen what guys like Rahm Emanuel and ex-Wall Street lobbyists have accomplished in the year plus that Obama's been president. And it isn't much for us, although it's a heck of a lot for the New World Order, including $28 trillion in bankster bailouts that the banks are not loaning, because if so, then the recession would be over, because there'd be liquidity in the markets with respect to cash flow. But rather, they are going to use it to buy back the world. They're basically going to get bailed out through public money that's never going to get paid back, and they're going to use that money while it's still worth something to buy back the world. Or buy more of the world that they already own from us. Back to the immigration issue. There are people out there on the left and right that are given a sort of fake fight about this, and the right is given a lot of the right things to say, but a lot of semi-racist or racist, and there is some racism, vitriol, while the left is being told to say, you know, no one is illegal, and everybody has a human right to do whatever they want, wherever they want. And the truth is, it's not exactly, you know, true. In your house, in your apartment, people can't just come and move in. And in your country, people can't just come and move in if they're going to cause a destabilizing influence on your society. And that's essentially what's happening with respect to Mexico and America and Canada to a large degree. The New World Order in this era of change, especially since 9/11, wants to change the culture of the world rapidly. And in England, they're doing this. In Canada, they're doing this. In America, they're doing this. Australia, around the world. And one way is through immigration. They are bringing immigrants into these various countries. These immigrants are coming from places that are usually less free than the places they're going to, hence the reason they're going to them. And so when the government does things, these people are much less likely to rebel. They can be used to form political lobbies that support mainstream politics and mainstream parties and mainstream activism. And they can think they're doing the right things as proscribed by the government and the media in their culture. And that's what a lot of them are being used for. And a lot of them know better. You know, I mean, I know that I crack a bunch of jokes, and, you know, one of my favorite jokes these days is, you know, during a transaction someplace, once in a while I'll break out the fact that, all right, we cool? Yeah, we don't owe the queen any more money, do we? No? Okay, cool. I'm scared of that chick. And people will crack up because they know what I mean. You know, after the taxes and so on, thing costs $2 plus tax, $2.25. Is that cool? Are we cool? She doesn't need any more money? You sure? All right, cool. Because people kind of get, especially immigrants, the way the world is run, they kind of get they came here so they wouldn't have to think about it. So there is a bit of a disconnect there. So there's a bit on immigration for you, a few scattered ideas, just to let you folks know what the deal is. In a nutshell, the super rich people of the world, the Fords with the Ford Foundation, the Rockefellers with the Rockefeller Foundation, Carnegies with the Carnegie Foundation, and so on, they have been laundering their ideas through their tax-free foundations and creating activist organizations that support their agenda, whether those activist organizations know it or not. You might just think you're fighting for the individual rights of people from Mexico who managed to make their way across the border almost courageously to leave deteriorating conditions, possible violence, death, or starvation to try and seek a better life in America, and knowing that they could get caught, they could get shot. And so there's a bunch of heroic angles to play with respect to people sneaking across the border in the U.S. However, there is something else to consider, which is the fact that in the bigger picture, with a bunch of people working under the table for $5, $6 an hour and so on, it's going to drive down wages overall. And so that's a key. Plus the government in the United States, the federal government orders local municipalities to give them a free ride. And so, of course, that causes a little bit of division within the population as you see people who are not Americans getting a free ride from the police while Americans are being ticketed on a regular basis, fined on a regular basis. National Post article from a couple of days ago talking about how now the police can stop anybody in the Greater Toronto area for any reason. If they to check them for suspicion of drunk driving, and that means no probable cause, not even a ride checkpoint. They could just pull you over if they feel like it. I get an article from the National Post recently. So, but I did promise to break down some symbolism, and so I'm going to shout out a couple of websites here called The Industry Exposed, and another one called The Vigilant Citizen. .com, or actually just VigilantCitizen.com. The Industry Exposed and VigilantCitizen.com. And on this, on these websites, you'll find a deconstruction of our culture. Vigilant Citizen especially is a very, very heavy site here. I'm just looking at an article about Yu-Gi-Oh! Yu-Gi-Oh! Occult Symbolism for Children from March 7, 2010 by Vigilant of Vigilant Citizen. And Yu-Gi-Oh! For those of you that don't know out there, is one of those crazy, goofy-looking Japanese cartoon games. And so let's break down the article. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is an international phenomenon that captivates millions of fans worldwide. Primarily aimed at children and teenagers, the card game and its related productions contain many occult symbols and references taken from secret societies. This article looks at the symbols and their occult origin. And it says here, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is a Japanese manga created by Kazuki Takahashi. It has spawned into a franchise, includes television shows, trading card games, video games, and movies. The worldwide phenomenon has reached millions of fans worldwide, but it's still widely unknown by, quote, outsiders. I came across Yu-Gi-Oh! The movie while randomly switching channels on a Saturday morning. I'd say the entire production was of a rather mediocre quality, hence the movie's horrible reviews. However, I've noticed that it caters to actual adepts of the card game and not to, quote, outsiders, as many of the scenes simulate card duels using actual cards of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Card deck. So I didn't understand much of the dialogue about spells and monsters and so on, but I found the plot and symbolism quite startling. Further research into world of Yu-Gi-Oh! Only confirms my doubts. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is permeated with secret society symbolism, notably of the Ordo Templi Orientis, an occult brotherhood popularized by Aleister Crowley. And for those of you folks who don't know out there, Aleister Crowley was once known as the most wickedest man alive. The Ordo Templi Orientis OTO is a hermetic order modeled after Freemasonry and German Illuminism, that's the Illuminati, and teaches its initiates the secrets of the mysteries, Gnosticism, sex, magic, Kabbalah, and Thelema. And so I gotta stop for a second, and I gotta break down the OTO and what's happening here. In a nutshell, for you folks out there who don't believe that there are secret societies and they put their secret symbols anywhere, check out theindustryexposed.com or check out vigilantcitizen.com and see the pictures they use from our own culture. I know I personally have been taking pictures for a few years in and around Toronto, trying to break down what's going on in this city and keep an eye on the propaganda out there. And you will catch a ton of symbolism. You'll catch a touch of social engineering and conditioning, but you'll also catch a ton of symbolism out there. If you know what to look for by looking at things like this first, and you can pick up on it. And the amount of symbolism, I mean, kids are walking around wearing little Masonic one-eyed pyramids on their wrists and around their necks because they come from this Yu-Gi-Oh! Card game, not noticing the original history of that. So back to the article here. The OTO was officially founded in the 19th century by two high-ranking Freemasons, Australian intelligence industrialist Karl Kellner and German police agent Theodor Reuss, a member of Prussian intelligence. Kellner was also the founding member of the Magic Sexualis Sex Magic Circle, known as the Hermetic Brotherhood of Light. In 1895, the OTO offered a series of three advanced degrees only to the highest Freemasons. This Magic Sexualis was at the heart of the OTO-supported Great Secret or Key to the Mysteries from Michael Hoffman, Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare, quoted here. And this is one thing we have to know. There's articles in here on Lady Gaga, on Beyonce, on their new telephone video, on the symbolism in Jay-Z's On to the Next One. I was at Dufferin Mall the other day at the corner of Bloor and Dufferin, just south of there. And I swear to you, and it's a fairly simple mall. It's not even a she, you know, high-end mall. There's a Walmart there and everything. There was a poster in the window of one of the stores there, a clothing store, with a guy literally kissing a small gold skull. And the skulls came into fashion a couple of years ago. Thank God they're dying down a little bit here in Toronto. But essentially, the skulls are being put out there by the secret societies behind our culture, including the people that are members of the OTO, the Ordo Templi Orientis, which is essentially the secret society you join if you're in the arts, if you're in the music industry, if you're in the television industry, Hollywood, and so on. The OTO is where you go, and one of the things that they are out here to preach is sex and all the crazy power associated with sex and the power of sex and so on, which is why you see so much of it in our culture and people practically naked music videos these days. So back to the article here. Let's see who founded all this and see if this is worth reconsidering. Its most influential figure, Aleister Crowley, was a practitioner of black magic and heavy drug user, including heroin, who enjoyed being called, quote, the wickedest man in the world, unquote. His controversial persona has helped popularize the OTO and even made it part of popular culture. While he's admired by rock stars like the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and referred to in movies like Bruce Dickinson's Chemical Wedding and books, Crowley's influence goes further than mere tribute by admirers. The OTO has been involved for decades in producing cultural products aimed to the masses. And if you remember the song by Ozzy Osbourne, Mr. Crowley, dee, 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 nah, 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 something like that, you can hear references to this type of thing all over the place in music from the 70s, music by Led Zeppelin and other bands, as many of them would say, they'd go into a trance and they would channel some of these ideas. It says here, OTO members were also engaged in screenwriting for Hollywood movies. Among the OTO's numerous operatives was MGM producer, used the alias of M. Balkin. OTO initiates authorized mass market stories, especially sci-fi, with subliminal occult themes published in popular books and magazines. So, you know, now that we're getting to an age, here in the 21st century, early in the 21st century, no doubt, but a ton of stuff's happened in the last 10 years, as we can see if we open our eyes and look. The people that have been planning this era of change and the creation of a world government that basically worships these types of principles, you can see their effects on society all around us just by looking around. My roommate brought back home a little porno ad, which was just plastered up out of nowhere. Which was an event that was held on Friday, cost about $25, $30 to go to, where they talked about new markets and avenues of pornography. And it was basically like a straight up, you know, networking session here in Toronto. And, guys like John DeCamp and others, Shelley Lubin, they've talked about Toronto as well as Nevada, so Toronto and Las Vegas, as two of the largest centers for child prostitution, child trafficking, and prostitution in general by the secret societies and intelligence agencies and satanic pedophile cults that run the world. Well, how do they get away with this? Well, they sell us their ideas bit by bit, piecemeal, boiling frog through our culture. And that's why you'll see so many songs out there dehumanizing women, dehumanizing men, and if men are dehumanizing women, they're dehumanizing themselves. There's no way you, say, torture someone at Gitmo for 5 years and then remain human yourself. So it is a plan that we're all involved in. So tons of stuff from the movie here about Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm going to flip back for a sec and take another look at the transhumanist and police state agenda in pop music. There's an article here. This one's analyzing the acts of Rihanna, Beyonce, Daddy Yankee, and the Black Eyed Peas by showing things like Beyonce's performance at the recent MTV Music Awards, where she was singing If I Was a Man, and she was surrounded by about 60, 70 black-clad stormtroopers. I mean, seriously, head-to-toe black stormtroopers, just thick black uniforms on, black sunglasses, black Darth Vader helmets, literal Darth Vader helmets. I'm staring at the picture now, while she herself was dressed in black dominatrix leather. And then they do get into transhumanism here. And the idea about transhumanism, and there's an H-plus magazine cover I'm staring at from VigilantCitizen.com here, which says, you are the doll. This is what's behind things like all the plastic surgery pushes out there and so on. And this is something that we have to realize, folks. Once you understand how many of these ideas are being pushed and for why, there are eugenicists that run the world. And these eugenicists have a certain vision. Back in Hitler's day, it was the ideal. Blonde, blue-eyed, Nordic race. These days, they're getting us all to try and flex that way. I just saw six women in New Jersey in a recent article, which I got from a hip-hop website, who had to go to a hospital because they tried to get butt-making bigger surgery. And they cheaped out. They went to somebody who wasn't licensed, and he used a non-medical-grade industrial silicone to inject into their butts, the type of thing that is used as caulking on a bathtub to keep the seams from leaking any water or absorbing any water. So these six women had to go to the hospital for that. And again, that is the type of culture that's being engineered by this. The fact that you would go not only to get your butt made bigger, but to go to an unlicensed surgeon to do this is insane. Even the plastic surgeon says he's only done, the plastic surgeon quoted for this particular article from New Jersey, a local New Jersey news station, said that in 24 years he's only done two, because once people hear about the risks of anesthesia, scarring, the silicone tissue in your butt moving, because you are sitting on them all the time, unlike your breasts, and your butt being horribly misshapen. Once they hear about all these possibilities, most of them say no. So as a plastic surgeon, he's only done two in the last 24 years of being a plastic surgeon. But these days, they are getting more popular. So shots of Rihanna here as well with a machine gun in her recent video with Young Jeezy called Hard, where she's slithering all over the place, half naked in the mud while a bunch of soldiers stand around, and she's firing off her gun. There's also, in this symbolic image, Rihanna's Mickey Mouse hat represents mind control. She is sitting on the phallic symbol that is the tank's cannon. In other words, she is a pawn of the Illuminati agenda. Okay, folks, over the last few weeks, I've discussed a number of things. Porn, the Franklin cover-up, child prostitution and trafficking, the running of the worlds by satanic pedophile guilds, that influence on our culture that we can see, our dehumanization and so on. And this is all part and parcel because they all work together. If everybody knows there's problems going on and nobody wants to do anything about it, there's got to be a reason why. Because people just don't act like this in the micro sense. You know, like as an individual, if you start acting like this, where you got a bunch of problems and you start talking to people and just telling me you have problems, you don't do anything about it, people are going to think you're nuts. And they're going to want to slap you and get you to snap out of it. And so we have to understand that this is the same thing on a macro level. Let's just say individually you got all your ish together. You get your job, you get your relationship, you get your friends, you got stuff to do, you're well-liked, but the whole world around you falls apart. Then you're not going to be able to do much with what you got. And that is the New World Order's plan, so we need to think of a different one. So Beyonce's Grammy performance, rather, was the one where she was surrounded by police state soldiers. There's a Daddy Yankee performance where he's performing behind a giant pyramid. Jay-Z throwing up the eye of the Illuminati eye in his videos and getting everybody, a crowd of 20,000 people, to throw it up. I threw it up over at the CNE at Exhibition Place when I saw a concert of him and 50 Cent there a few years ago. Didn't know any better at the time, but frankly, even people out there who don't know any better, all the metal and punk fans who throw up the devil horns not knowing where they're from and how they're a celebration of Satanism at the highest levels, not just the fun Satanism that we engage in at the lower levels. Definitely got to keep an eye out for that. Black Eyed Peas' new video, I'ma Be Rockin' That Body, all about transhumanism, folks, where they basically talk about morphing into machines. And you're going to see lots of evidence of that with the new brain chip for Alzheimer's patients and the blind, and now finally video games. Ask your friends out there who play video games how many would take a brain chip. I guarantee you about half of them would, and that's quite scary. Remember the movie The Matrix from a few years ago? Again, predictive programming by Hollywood. So look into the industry. Exposed.com. Look into VigilantCitizen.com. I'm just here on the cover of the Star. Isn't that much going on here except for Hamilton? Why paying more for electricity is good for you. So again, they are selling us tons of stuff. I'm going to break down the local news in serious, serious detail tomorrow. But I do like to frame things. And so I did give you a bit of Jesse Ventura on the Alex Jones Show. Quick shot of Infowars.com. Jihad Jamie Copra Media hypes another blonde, blue-eyed terrorist. So now they're saying that blondes and blue-eyed people are joining Al-Qaeda to plot attacks domestically in the U.S. or overseas. Complete insanity. But that's enough for me, folks, here on Rude Awakening. Hope you have been enjoying the show. Bit of a scattered show. Got here a couple minutes late, but definitely trying to make it worth your while. Regardless, I'm going to leave you with my track again, Industry Exposed. Again, the Disabled and Bootleg No Mix Classic. Before Mr. James comes on, shout outs to Infowars.com, NaturalNews.com, TrendsResearch.com, TorontoTruthSeekers.com, PressForTruth.ca, ConspiracyCulture.com, TheFreedomLink.org, and CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, as well as TheIndustryExposed.com and VigilantCitizen.com. A lot of dot coms for you folks, but hey, we're an online generation, and this is fun stuff to look into. Take care. Have a great March 15th, 2010. PC. Peace out.
Oh, oh, oh.